Thank you. My name is Zafa Nakhlam. I'm a researcher at World Organization for Rights and Development. I'm here today to talk about freedom of expression in Egypt, regardless of Coptic minorities. The government restricts the freedom of media usage, including blogging, journalizing, and other types of media. Based on a study done by the Association for Freedom of Thought and Expression in 2018, more than 500 websites, including media websites, were blocked by the government in Egypt. We cannot forget the 2019 arrest of Coptic activist Rami Kamel, who was arrested for more than 2 years simply because he welcomed the independence expert on the right to housing and accompanied her and on her visit to Coptic families who had been forcibly displaced. The Egyptian media initially ignored the continuous burning of Coptic churches, which is the media attributes to electric burning, as well as the killing of Christian clergy men, whose offenders are described as mentally ill, in order to downplay their killing. Additionally, the official media of the state disdains the Christian religion and recruit men from Al-Azhar, which is the official institution of the state that neglects the Christian religion without anyone accusing them, even though the government does not tolerate any mere discussion of the Islamic religion from any source. Therefore, we first recommend that the Egyptian government take legal measures against those who disdain the Christian religion or direct hate speech that incite violence against minorities. Secondly, the state to allow freedom of religious speech and expression in agreement with its ratification of the International Covenant of Civil and Political Rights. Thirdly, we invite the United Nations Special Reporter on Minority Issue, Vigan, to visit Egypt to find out about the measurable situation of the Coptic minority. Thank you, Mr. President, and thank you all.